Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, welcome. A Monday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. It's Bob Lutz and Jeff Lutz with you until 6 o'clock. We'll cover a lot of ground in these 2 hours. Max Power is here as well. What are you doing, Jeff?
Being on the radio.
The big news today is you lead me by 11.
Yeah, the game's
in
over.
In our fantasy.
Though.
Well, I thought it was going to be over last night. And Todd Gurley absolutely had the worst game ever. I feel like I'm cursed.
Who do you have now? Who do you
I
have left?
I got Chris Carson and Tyler Lockett.
Oh, please. You'll get 11 in your sleep.
Well, look what Gurley did. The leading point getter in all of
fantasy
football.
Yeah, but he got
football.
8. So if you get 8 from both of those guys, you win going away. And he still started Kerryon Johnson, who's not playing.
I didn't know he wasn't going to play.
That was 3 days ago he wasn't going to play.
And I'm still going to beat you.
Yeah, because my team
sucks. That is something
else.
I don't have any running backs. I should have started Drake. All my guys are injured, and I'm still going to beat you.
Kenyon Drake gets 15 points a week. So, yeah, maybe
you should have started. And get into the semifinals. How do you feel about that?
Well, you're going to get blasted in the semis. My team was terrible. And we never gained any traction. And our receivers were bad all year, and it just didn't work out for us. We took an early run at Jarvis Landry, and that was our downfall.
Well,
Odell Beckham wasn't the good
I got to have it tonight, Mariners. Seahawks, I got to have you. Seattle's soon to be an NHL town as well.
Correct.
That's cool.
Not a basketball town yet, though.
Here's what we have coming up today on the show at 4:25. Mike Kennedy joins us, but not to talk necessarily only about the Shockers. We're going to rehash a time 40 years ago when Mike was the play-by-play voice of the Wichita Arrows, and I was the beat writer for the Wichita Eagle. And part of that team that we watched included Lee Smith, who's going into the Baseball Hall of Fame, pitched in 50 games in 1980 for the Arrows. Got to know him a little bit. As you do when you cover a team, you spend some time around these guys. And I'll be curious to see what Mike thought. Thanks. I thought Lee Smith was just a great guy. Did you hear his interview last night?
No.
Again. Well, what are you doing?
What do I need to hear Lee Smith
interviewed for? Lee Smith gets on to the MLB Network and just a great interview.
Oh, well, not that interested in that. Sorry.
What are you interested in?
It's a fine pitcher.
Did you watch the NFL game?
No.
What's your role here?
Philadelphia.
You did watch that.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Oh, that was on Fox.
It's a Fox game. We got Fox.
So you didn't see the Chiefs.
I saw the highlights. The same stuff every week. Has Corey Kluber been traded yet?
At 4:45, Kendall Gammon, speaking of the Chiefs, joins us from the Chiefs Radio Network. Just when you think Patrick Mahomes can't do more, he does more. Leads a great comeback or a great rally in the fourth quarter for the Chiefs, and they improve to 11-2. And Houston loses. New England loses. So a couple of the teams nipping at their heels are now two games back with the San Diego LA Chargers, one game back, and those two teams meet this weekend in Arrowhead Stadium. What are your thoughts?
No, it should be an interesting game. San Diego has never quite
LA.
Gotten it. They're San Diego. Until they do anything
LA.
Until they do anything in LA, I'll call them San Diego.
They never did anything in San Diego.
They've never done anything against the Chiefs. That's a hump they've never cleared. Even when they've had good teams, that's been a game they've struggled to win, especially when the Chiefs are good. So I expect the Chiefs to win again. I thought Baltimore would beat the Chiefs. But they keep pulling out these somewhat improbable victories.
Chiefs have a special player. I don't know if you've noticed.
Improbable. Unprobable? What did I say?
Improbable.
What did I say?
You said something terrible. I'm trying to gloss it over for you.
Yeah,
so
I get that they
people
have
don't
Patrick
spend a lot
Mahomes.
Of time on your mispronunciations.
They shouldn't.
All I did there was try to step in and take some of the heat off you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Unprobable.
Unprobable. You really think that's a word?
Of course not, but I'm going with it. If I said it, I'm standing behind it.
At 5:25, we'll talk to Wichita West boys basketball coach Tommy Brumbelow. They're the talk of the City League. They had a kid score 45 the other night.
How does that happen? How did we miss that?
What do you mean, how did we miss
the
it?
Whole
I knew
city,
it.
The whole city missed it.
I got it. I knew it at the time.
Yeah, because someone tweeted it, but...
No, I'm following this stuff.
No, you're not. Someone told you.
I've got this stuff covered.
Okay, what was the score of the
game?
Did
you see that Vipe, our friend Joanna, put some box scores online?
That's good.
I appreciate that. Here's what I think I need to do. In real time, like on a Friday and Tuesday night, this may be too ambitious.
Yeah, you're never going to be able to do this.
Get these folks to email me their box scores, and I'll put them on Twitter.
Good luck.
What do you think?
It's not going to happen, because most of them are going to scan their score sheets and email you those files, and you're going to have to type them in. And you won't want to do that, so it's over.
I'll type them in.
You're going to have to look to see the point totals. It's not something you're going to be interested in doing.
This is a sad state of affairs when in 2018 we're begging for box scores.
Well, how do we not have at least a kid scoring 45 somewhere out there in the ether?
It was.
Who? Who had it?
It was tweeted all over the place Friday night.
Well, I didn't see it all over the place.
Well, you're not following the right people.
Who should I follow?
Follow the people that are that know what's going on. That's who you follow. Do you follow Joanna?
Of course.
Do you follow Hayden Barber at the Eagle?
Yeah, did he have it?
I don't know.
Nothing in the online about it.
How would I know? 45 points. And the name of the kid, what's the name of the kid?
Don't ask me that.
You are. You really are. I think what
well,
people
what
are,
is it?
I think people are starting to notice. His name's Milan Jenkins.
Milan.
Whatever his name is. You don't know.
Yes, I do.
But I want to learn more about this guy, and today we will, as we continue to cover high school basketball on this show. All right, you're popping off about Harold Baines.
Popping off.
No, but you're mean-spirited about
it. No, I'm not. That's an embarrassment to the game.
I feel bad for Harold Baines. This isn't his fault.
It isn't. I feel bad for
him. And guys like you who are just railing against him.
It's a joke that he's in
the
Hall of Fame. He's not a joke. It's a joke that he got into the Hall of Fame. Sorry.
If Harold Baines and his family hears you, you're mean about it.
No, I'm not.
I'm just saying that he's not qualified to be a Hall of Famer.
What's the difference?
I'm not saying it's a joke.
It is a joke.
That's a mean word.
It might literally be a joke from the modern day committee.
I don't know. I don't understand how you can be that mean. He did have over 2,800 hits.
He played for 30 years.
He played for a long time. I get it. I know you don't give these numbers any substance, but he did drive in 1,600-plus runs.
Again, he played forever.
Well, that should not be held against him. Playing forever is a plus in his Hall of Fame.
Right. He was a pretty good
pedigree player
for most of his career. Never a great player. Never one season would you look at Harold Baines and say, well, that's a great player. He had a good career. That's it. He's not a Hall of Famer.
I don't think he's a Hall of Famer either, but you're that guy on Twitter. I swear. If you didn't have your last name, I'd unfollow you. Because
good. Go
you're
ahead
mean.
And unfollow. How is that mean? It's a disaster for Harold Baines to be in the Hall of Fame. It is an absolute travesty of...
Baines ranks 34th all-time in runs batted in, five more than Chipper Jones. And the fact that he played a long time should not be held against him.
It's not. It's not held
now,
against him. Everything
if
else
if you'll
is.
Let me talk. When it comes to war, which is what you young people today, it's the only thing you look at. So tell me, when it's a matter of war, how is Lou Whitaker not in the Hall of Fame?
He should be.
He's 49th all time.
Right.
How is Paul Molitor not? Is he eligible?
He's in the Hall of
Fame. Oh, he is?
Yes.
How is Jeff Bagwell not in the Hall of Fame?
He is.
That's right. He just got in. How is Larry Walker not in the Hall of Fame?
Well, he might be. He's on the ballot still.
You know, guess who ranks in 60th in WAR?
Rick Rushel.
No. Bobby Gritch. He wouldn't get...
A lot of people think he's belongs.
He wouldn't get in the Hall of Fame if he was the last player standing.
Far better player than Harold Baines.
Yes, but he's not going to get in the Hall of Fame.
He will someday.
Kenny Lofton, 81. Carlos Beltran, 69. Scott Rolen. Why isn't he in the Hall of Fame?
He should be. You 67th know, you know
all time in
him.
WAR. You said Harold Baines never had a great year.
No, he was never a great player. He was never a great
let's
player.
Let's see if that holds up. I would say that he, okay, here's a guy that never hit more than 25, well, he hit 29 home runs in 1984, never more, never got into the 30s, drove in 100 runs three times, did play forever, an OPS career of 820, which is good.
It's good.
There are people in the Hall of Fame that don't have an 820 OPS.
There are also people who have an 820 OPS that have never sniffed the Hall of Fame.
356 on base, which is good. But a DH for much of his career, never finished higher than ninth in MVP voting, was a six-time All-Star. No way I think he's qualified.
Fine resume.
Harold Baines ranks 351st all-time in WAR, tied with Juan Gonzalez, Maglio Ordonez, and Ed McKeon. The only Hall of Famer that I, in my quick research that I could find who ranks lower in WAR is Bill Mazeroski at 393.
Wait, what? In what?
In WAR.
Well, 39.3?
Ranked at 393. Try to keep
here
up.
Here are the...
I got something going over here.
It's not good.
What do you mean it's not good?
Here are the 74th best players at every position because Harold Baines ranked 74th in Jaws. And we've talked to Jay Jaffe. We understand he's legitimate. 74th best at every position. Catcher is Johnny Bassler. He a Hall of Famer? Don't even know who he is.
Why are you doing this? You're reading from
context.
Jay Jaffe.
No, I'm reading from, this is Jamin Anderson's research. Anthony Rizzo at first. He's good, but his career is barely half
chance
over.
Chance to be a Hall of Famer, a small chance.
Fred Pfeffer at second.
Good player.
For who?
Who?
Fred Pfeffer. Roy Smalley.
Roy Smalley was a dang good player.
Sure, at short.
Played for the Boulder Collegians in the NBC World Series.
Great, let's put him in the Hall.
An outstanding Minnesota Twin.
Freddie Lindstrom.
Freddie Lynn
third.
Was a fine player.
Yeah, not him.
Oh, Freddie Lindstrom.
Harold Baines in right, Jacoby Ellsbury in center, Carlos Lee in left. Oh, that's your Hall of Fame.
Listen, no, I'm not on here saying Harold Baines should be in. What I'm doing is chastising the mean-spiritedness.
Well, how was I
like
mean?
You.
How was I mean?
Joke.
It is a joke.
It's so if I were to get into a Hall of Fame, let's use a
You're in the Wichita Sports Hall
okay,
of Fame.
Okay, is that a joke?
No. You're honored by the Wichita Sports. I don't think you're actually in it.
What do you mean?
You're
kind of
like
in
the
it?
Ford Frick winner. You were honored by the Hall of Fame.
I'm in
but
the
you're
Hall
not
of Fame.
In the Hall of Fame. I think that's how that works.
Is Kenny Lofton a Hall of Famer?
He's got a much better argument than Harold Baines.
81 all-time in WAR. Is Edgar Martinez?
Yes.
He's 80th.
Much better player than
Harold
Baines.
Is Greg Nettles?
Is he a better player than Harold?
82.
Everyone opened.
But this is interesting. Dwight Evans ranks 86th all-time in WAR.
He's got a very good case.
Another former Wichita Arrow, Buddy Bell, ranks 89th all-time in WAR. Willie Randolph, 93. I was surprised to see this. Reggie Smith, 97, all-time in WAR. This opens the door for a lot of people to get in the Hall of Fame.
But that's not how it works, unfortunately.
That shouldn't be in. The Veterans Committee, we got to do something about it.
Yeah, it was made up of cronies, and that's what the history of the Veterans Committee has always been. They put their friends in. Or they put nice guys in,
and
they don't
put. Are you saying Tony La Russa shouldn't be on the Veterans Committee?
I don't know.
Because I'll guarantee you he voted for Harold Baines.
Of course
he managed
did.
Him in Chicago.
Harold Baines should not have been on the ballot. He was not overlooked.
He never got more than 6.1% of the vote by the riders.
Which means
Lee Smith, on the other hand, was consistently in the 40% range and got as high as 50%.
Right. I don't
not
have any
close,
problem
but,
with
but closer.
I don't have any problem with Lee Smith being in.
Well, you better not, or you'll fight me and me
Harold
and Mike
Baines, 6%.
So Lee Smith's okay.
Yeah, I don't have a. If it had been Lee Smith and I don't know someone Will Clark, I would be like, well, why'd Lee Smith get in? Will Clark, I would have.
Will Clark ranks 140th all time in
Will
war.
Clark had a fantastic career, just cut short by some injuries over the years.
Yes, former Cardinal. Dick Allen, 130th. Keith Hernandez, does he belong in?
Not really.
What?
Not really, but he's better than Harold Baines, so let them all in.
That's what I just said. Does Jim Edmonds belong in?
I believe yes.
Then why not Hernandez? They're tied at 118th for career war.
Premium position for Jim Edmonds, center fielder.
Keith Hernandez, arguably the best defensive first baseman ever.
Yeah, but he didn't play
ever.
A premium defensive position.
First base is not a premium defensive position?
That's correct.
Have you ever played first base?
No.
In your entire life?
I played premium positions. I played center field.
And you caught.
Yeah, I was up.
And
I was
you played
up,
third and couldn't catch a cold over there.
I so can't we had field
to,
ground
we
balls.
We had to find a place for you. Boy, what a terrible third baseman you were.
I didn't play third.
I'm remembering that.
I don't play infield. I don't know how to field ground balls.
You never played infield.
Mm-mm. Don't wear a cup. Don't do it. Just not gonna.
I thought I put you at third for a game.
You may have.
There's a sieve over there.
It's pathetic.
Tell you that right now.
Will Clark, Dwight Evans, these guys you've named, all had better careers than Harold Baines.
Is Sal Bando a Hall of Fame?
No.
He ranks 113th all time in WAR. Is Dick Allen a Hall of Famer?
Well, he's better than Harold Baines.
But is he a Hall of Famer?
Maybe.
Why do you dismiss Sal Bando so readily?
Because Dick Allen had years where he was arguably the best player in the league. Sal Bando didn't. He was more of a compiler. And Dick Allen was an MVP candidate for 10 or so years, probably. 5 at least. Where Dick, he was in that mix.
Dick Allen, one of my favorite players. When he got traded to the Cardinals in 1970, I was elated. Turns out that's the only season he spent in St. Louis. He was an MVP for the Chicago White Sox in 1972 when he led the league in home runs, RBIs, on-base percentage, slugging percentage, OPS plus 199.
And walks.
And walked.
See, that's a great player. Harold Baines was a good player.
He had a great year.
No, he had many great years.
Name another guy who was a rookie of the year and later an MVP.
Well, Ichiro.
You know what? That'd be fun. That's a good category.
There's a lot of them.
Remember that, though.
Ichiro did it in the same year. So
remember that category.
So did Fred Lynn.
Would you?
Sure.
That's a good category for the World Series of Faceoff next year.
A lot of guys have done it.
I want to know who. Name another one.
Albert Pujols.
Right. Name another one. You're already done.
Ben Grieve.
See? You named two.
Keith Hernandez.
I don't think. Was Keith Hernandez rookie of the year?
Maybe.
Boy, if he was, that's news. I don't think. I'm not sure he was.
He might not have been.
Did Keith Hernandez ever have a great year?
Well, he was an MVP, and he was not rookie of the year.
No. Keith Hernandez.
Yes,
who I think
several great years.
Who I think should be in the Hall of Fame. I honestly do. I think he's just an unbelievably good player. He had many years where he led the league in something. To me, if you don't have years where you lead a league in something, you shouldn't be anywhere near.
Mark Grace, a Hall of Famer?
No.
303 lifetime hitter in 16
slap
years.
Hitter.
2,400 hits.
Slap hitter.
See, that's what I'm saying. All these guys who...
Give me another
better.
Name.
Mark Grace is better than Harold Baines.
He's not better than Keith Hernandez.
Should John Olerud be in the Hall of Fame?
John Olerud had some good years. Absolutely. I don't think he's in the Hall of Fame. But,
is everybody in the Hall of Fame now?
Well, this is what baseball's done. You can't put Harold Baines in the Hall of Fame, quite simply.
398 career on base percentage for John Olerud. That is elite. and he played for a long time, and he had 500 doubles. Now you can make a case for just about anybody who played a while.
John Olerud had one of the great seasons and still only finished third in the MVP voting in 1993. 54 doubles, 107 driven in, hit 363 with a 473 OPS, OPB, on-base percentage. Outstanding. Let's take a break. When we come back, instead of talking about the guy who got in and shouldn't have, we'll talk about the guy who got in and should have. Lee Smith pitched for the Wichita Arrows in 1980, went on to accumulate, I think, 478 saves in the major leagues, led the league in saves for five teams. Am I right about that?
I don't know.
I think that's correct.
Sounds good.
Back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.